The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is not Matt Russell. The Madman is in Las Vegas. Actually, I spoke to him yesterday, and he was looking around at some of the sights, I guess you could say, at a trade show. And he said he really liked the color scheme of some of the people there. Anyway, this is John Rogers of Wines Without the Mystery sitting in for Matt. I've got a great guest with me today, one of the best winemakers and nicest guys in the wine business in Arizona, Kent Callaghan of Callaghan Vineyards. Good evening, Kent.
Morning, John.
It's a good morning.
Yeah,
I like that.
I just thought I'd make sure everybody was still awake.
Exactly. Folks, this is On the Menu Live. We're going to bring you a lot of good information today. And for those of you that are tuning in and you don't think some of your friends are listening to us, remember that the show is rebroadcast on Saturdays from 12 to 1, 1330 a.m., The Jolt. Also, you want to take down this number, 529-3508, area code 520. There will be a trivia question at the end, and you can win a gift certificate to one of the Wines Without the Mystery wine classes. Well, let's get going today. First off, Kent, welcome again. And how long of a drive is that for you from Sonoyta?
Well, not too far. It's about an hour, I suppose.
Hour.
Traffic was kind of brutal, though.
Or so half a bottle of wine?
That's right.
There you go. Yeah, that's how I always measured it when I used to come down to work with you.
That's right.
Folks, I had the luxury of working with Kent for a number of years. And while I was doing so, I used to run into a couple different problems. This was back around 98 to 2000. And unfortunately, some of the Arizona wines at that time weren't very good. And I'm not being critical. I'm actually just being objective here. And I would be serving Kent's wines, and I would look at people and say, hey, would you like a glass of Arizona Chardonnay or Arizona Cabernet? And they'd say, nope. I'd say, well, wait a minute, you haven't even tried it. So I learned a little trick, and that is I would simply say, would you like to try a Chardonnay or would you like to try a Cabernet Sauvignon? They'd say, yep. I'd pour them your wine. They'd say, where's that from? And I'd point 60 miles to the southeast, and they'd say, no way, you switched the labels. Well, Kent, how do you do what you do?
Well, it's a good place to grow grapes. There's no question about it. And I think, you know, it was pretty hit and miss there for a while. We were obviously in a pretty steep learning curve. If you just pay attention to the basics, grow the, you know, figure out what grows best here on average, and then do it, be diligent in the winery, you come out with something good. I mean, it's really not very difficult. You just pay attention to the basics.
And you're a farmer to start with, aren't you?
Primarily, right.
You grow grapes.
85%, 90% of our time's in the vineyard, for sure.
And when your start, folks, for those of you who've been around long enough, there was a really nice cafe down in Sonoyta called Karen's Cafe.
Right.
Turns out that's Kent's mother, Karen Callaghan.
Right. Yeah, we started that the same year. Great recommendation. Don't plant a vineyard and try to open a restaurant the same spring. It doesn't work out very well. So
they start cloning people.
That's right. But we managed to. But yeah, it turned out to be a pretty popular spot, especially when it was down in the town of Elgin itself. But yeah, a lot of fun. Learned a lot of. That's how I got into wine, really, in terms of being able to taste a broad range of wines, thanks to wholesaler trade shows and things like that, because I bought the wine for the restaurant. So it gave me a really immediate and deep, basically, seminar in wines that were available and what was out there.
Well, I know many years ago, we started up a little wine tasting group that was called the Monday Night Brown Bag Society. Kent was one of the charter members, a friend of ours, Ken Estes, Dan McCoog. Unfortunately, both of those gentlemen have recently passed away. But it was a lot of fun because we would drink bottles of wine. We'd all bring wine in a brown paper bag. And the idea was to name the grape, the region, and the year. Now, we all thought we were pretty funny because we would often ask if we could pour each other's wine. Well, folks, all we were trying to do is we were trying to grope the bottle to see what kind of bottle shape it was. But the fun thing about that is we were having fun. We didn't bring esoteric wines to try to trick each other. We were trying to formalize what we knew. So you brought a Cabernet Sauvignon, you brought a Merlot, or you brought a Rioja or something like that. We're in fact drinking a red wine right now. Kent, what is this?
Just an inexpensive bottle of Garnacha from Spain. I was short on time, and John instructed me that it was obviously something you should be drinking wine on a wine show. So I grabbed some before we came. I didn't have much time to select, however, but Spanish Garnacha is a good go-to anytime you can find it, usually. So
couldn't agree more. Even Australia, they've got some good Grenache.
Yeah, absolutely. California.
Do you grow any Grenache?
We do grow Grenache, actually. We had a very difficult time last year with it, thanks to the hail and winter frost, but we have a bottling out right now, in fact.
Don't you have a Grenache rosé?
Or is it that was Grenache? From last year, actually, thanks to the vagaries of the vintage, but usually it's red.
Yeah. And I know they're pouring that by the glass at Feast, folks.
Right.
So definitely stop by there. One of the things we're going to talk about today are some of the specials around some of our local fine dining restaurants. Feast is having some of the 2011 Tucson Original Specials, in which you get two glasses of wine. Make sure one of those glasses is a Callaghan Grenache.
There you go.
Two appetizers or two side dishes. They're also doing a Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Their happy hours from 4 to 7. And you can even get lobster Benedict as part of that. And they're also, here's the great thing, Doug is quite the character. He's doing Elvis Presley waffles, which of course has the peanut butter and the bananas.
Oh,
so what wine would you serve with that?
I don't know. I think I'd go with Moscato, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, something
breakfast
sweet.
Breakfast wine. That's exactly right.
Exactly. Well, definitely. Doug, of course, over at Feast has a retail establishment, and he sells Kent's wines there. So definitely stop in Feast. They're off Speedway near Alvernon. Well, one of the other things that I wanted to talk about was, just you brought it up briefly, and that is Sonoyta Elgin kind of got kicked by the weather this year.
Yeah, I've been there, I don't know, 22 growing seasons now, and this 12-month period is probably the most difficult, well, without question, the most difficult 12 months I've ever heard of, actually, anywhere, not just here. I've never heard of anything like it, but fortunately, the vines, most of them are still alive, but it's definitely
just got raked from
year
this
to reflect, yeah.
So, Kent, what's the phone number of your winery down there, in case someone wants to call you?
520-455-5322.
And what are your hours for a tasting room?
Friday through Sunday, 11 to 3.
And I always remember from my door, which was right around where the studio is here at Broadway and Columbus, to your door was about 60 minutes.
Yeah. Unless you have horrible traffic. But yeah, generally speaking, it's only 60 minutes. It's not very far at all. And this time of year, it's beautiful down there.
Lovely rolling hills. Once you get off I-10, so just take I-10 to the Sonoyta exit and head south and listen to some music and look at the great scenery.
That's right, yeah.
So what other wineries down there do you think are making some noise? Good noise, that is.
Oh, really good stuff? You got the old standby. Dos Cabezas is now located, has been located in Sonoyta now for a while, making really good wine. Canelo Hills, my next door neighbor's making some nice stuff, whites and reds. Got a really nice Tempranillo out right now. Lightning Ridge, the latest entrant, as Ann Roncone owns it. She's got some nice Italian based wines. Montepulciano, the only one in the state, is quite good. Keith Joshua has some nice whites. Those are probably the ones I'm most familiar with. But there's a lot of nice stuff down there.
So, folks, definitely put your tasting shoes on and take a little drive down to Sonoyta, Elgin, drink some wine, and see what else is happening. Well, folks, it's that time for our friend Yvonne Fouché of Catavinos Wine Shop. Yvonne, how are you?
I'm excellent, John. How are you?
I'm doing well as usual. I'm drinking wine. How bad could that be? And I'm getting to talk, which is one of the things I do best. So what's happening at Catavinos Wine Store these days?
Oh, well, you know, we've got our regular weekly tasting going on right now. And we always talk about the Catavinos Wine of the Week. And this week I've decided that I want to go with a real fun wine. It's the Yard Dog wine from Redheads Winery down in McLaren Vale, Australia.
Well, I'm glad to hear you mention McLaren Vale. That and I think Margaret River are two areas that get overlooked a lot when it comes to the Aussie wines.
Well, these guys have been putting out this stellar wine for about as long as I can remember. Actually, it was one of my opening wines. And to be honest with you, I think this vintage is my favorite vintage so far. It just keeps getting better and better. And the funny thing about it is it's... it's made out of Bordeaux varietals. So, oddly enough, it's 60% Petit Verdot. And then it has 20% Merlot and 20% Cab. And they seem to be having a lot of luck with the Petit Verdot there. And it really creates an interesting flavor in this wine. So, you know, where we go is we got some real classic sweet dark berry fruit flavors with, you know, some black olives. There's blueberries, plums. It's real dark in color. It's almost black, actually. It's real inky, inky wine, which is kind of what it does in the Bordeaux variety and the Bordeaux blend. And it's got, this one's not overly tannic, but you can certainly taste the tannins in it.
So probably decanting might be a good idea with it.
You could decant it, and it wouldn't hurt it one bit. We drink it, I've tried it both ways, and it works straight out of the bottle.
Well, and Yvonne, I'm sure with your shop, that wine's not over $15, is it?
Well, of course not, because everything in my shop is under $15, with the exception of my Arizona wines. But yes, this one's at the top of the scale, so this one sells for $14.99 here in the shop.
Well, and speaking of Arizona wines, I have Kent Galligan here with me here in the studio, riding shotgun with the wine glass and also the conversation. Do you happen to carry any of Kent's wines?
I don't have any of his because his wines are a little out of my price point, even for Arizona wines.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Not that I don't love them. I love his wines. I've been to his winery, and I've tasted them, and they're stellar.
Well, it's good to hear. So what other things are going on at Catavinos right now?
Well, you know, I've pulled the wine of the week out of my weekly tasting. And last week as well as this week, we've gone south of the equator. So last week we did South American wines. This week we're doing Australian wines. So these are all wines out of Australia, which means that they're all going to be pretty big, bold, and flavorful. Not all of them are over the top. There are a couple that are over the top, and there are people that like that. So we're starting with this beautiful Sauvignon Blanc. Then we move on to a Chardonnay, which is also quite interesting. That's from New South Wales, actually. Then we've got the first drop wines, the red one, the red blend, then Yard Dog, and Stickleback. That's another really fun wine, Stickleback. That one, it's so diverse. It's got some Dolcetto and Shiraz and Cab. It's really a nice, nice wine. And then we're ending, how can you have an Australian wine tasting without having a Shiraz?
Of course.
So we're ending with a Shiraz.
And so when can I get my lamb chops there, too, at the tasting?
Well, get your lamb chops. You can order them in. That's what you do.
All right. Because I think when I think Shiraz or Grenache or some of the big reds out of there, I'm thinking of lamb chops. Or when you were mentioning that Petit Verdot thing, I'm thinking ribs off the grill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's beautiful with that. And it's got the structure to stand up to it. It's just so wonderful.
And Yvonne, what times are your tastings?
Well, we do our tastings every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 until 8.
And what's the cost on those
tastings?
So
it's $10 for a flight of six. If you purchase a bottle of wine and you take it with you, that's over $10. We drop the price down to $8, or we give you a $2 discount off the wine or off the tasting. You choose. It's either way it works for me.
Very good. And do you have any big events for the fall coming up? Any winemaker visits or anything like that?
Oh, I've got my anniversary party that is certainly on the books. That's coming up in September. In terms of winemakers, I don't have anybody. You know, we're just doing our regular old weekly tasting at this point.
Yvonne, why don't you give people your phone number, your address, and do you have a website?
I do. I have a website. It's www.catavinoswines.com. I'm located on Alvernon, 3063 North Alvernon. That's one block south of Fort Lowell on the west side of the road. So it's just shy of Fort Lowell. And if anyone gets lost, give me a call at 323-3063.
And you're open again. Is that Monday through Saturday, did I catch?
I'm open Tuesday through Saturday.
Tuesday through Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So does that give you Sunday and Monday to recoup and do some research on your own?
Yeah, theoretically. I'm a one-armed paper hanger around here.
Well, that's we'd like to support local here at the station. Some of the local restaurants and some of the local retailers are really the backbone of Tucson, and here we are at a local radio station. Yvonne, any other thoughts you want to leave us with?
Nothing other than you and you guys just have a blast down there, and I hope to see everybody in the shop soon.
All right. Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. All right, that was Yvonne Forche at Caravino's Wine Store. So, folks, we've got a few more minutes to kill here, and we're going to drink while we talk. Kent, what do you have after we come back from a break? Why don't you tell us about maybe some of your new plantings that you have going on down there?
Oh, sure.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
All right, how many of you are dancing to that song? I know Matt usually does while he's here, but with my bad knees, I don't dance except in the chair. Well, folks, we're talking here on the Menu Live, 1330 a.m., The Jolt. Every Thursday, if it's Thursday and 5 o'clock, we must be having fun on the Menu Live. So we try to have good guests with us, and as I said to Matt one time, Matt, what we have here is a failure to drink. So anytime I'm on the show, we drink wine, and that's the format. So we've got one of the foremost winemakers in Arizona, Kent Callaghan. Also, folks, I got to tell you, one of the best palates in town. Every time I call him like the E.F. Hutton guy, when Kent talks about a taste in wine, I listen, and that's hard to get me to shut up. Well, Kent, what varieties are you growing right now?
Oh, we started with Bordeaux varieties primarily and Zinfandel. Zin rots too much, so I grafted that over to Graciano, Spanish blending grape from Rioja, very highly regarded. That's actually become our go-to variety now. Syrah, in our situation, did not pan out very well after 10 years. Finally chopped it out, and we replanted that this year with Graciano as well. We also are looking at Tannat, have a half an acre of Tannat, the black grape from Moderon region of France, also planted widely in Uruguay, and then some whites, interesting whites, Petit Manseng from the Gironcon in southwestern France, and then a bunch of Italian whites, Fiano, Falanghina, Cota di Volpi, which is all of these are very ancient varieties, and we're just trialing them to see how they do. And Vermentino, actually, as well.
You used to have a Viognier. Do you not have that anymore?
It's part of the blending, or the grapes that are blended into Lisa's, the white that we make, and also Riesling. But both of those varieties I'm also grafting over two varieties I just spoke of.
And you mentioned when Yvonne was talking about her Petit Verdot wine, right. You mentioned that you have a blend very similar to that.
Yeah, we just bottled the Catelyn's 09 version, which is almost exactly, I mean, it's 60% Petit Verdot, and the balance is Merlot, Cabernet, and Cabernet Franc. And it's one of the best wines we've ever made, so I'm very excited about that.
And
one.
Folks, Catelyn is one of Kent's daughters, so right. It's the luxury of having a father as a winemaker, you get a wine named after
she's
you.
She's getting close to drinking age now, too.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sure she's helped you enough in the vineyard to pay her dues.
She has, actually. She's doing a good job. Been tying up the new Graciano vines for me.
Excellent. And how about Claire?
Claire is a little younger and a little more stubborn as far as working in the vineyard. We're about to bottle her 09, too.
And her 09, as I remember, is a port-like wine, isn't it?
Well, it used to be. She grew up. She's not a dessert wine, so I like to tell this. She's a little more astringent than she used to be, so we turned her into a dry red.
I see.
Now she's, this version will be more Vedra and Grenache.
All right.
Yeah. a lot of fun, exuberant. The 09s are a really good vintage. So I'm happy to see them finally go into the bottle.
And I know Quail Distributor represents your wines
they
up
do.
Here.
Right.
I know, I'm sure that Plaza Liquors, I know, carries some of your wines.
Plaza, right.
Rum Runner has some. As I mentioned, Feast has some.
Feast, yeah, Doug's Place is great.
Any other places you can think of off the top of your head?
AJ's, I think.
AJ's
that,
has
that
some.
That would be the extent, I think, of retail in this in Tucson.
Okay. And then, folks, again, that's one of the great little things about driving down to Sonoyta is you get to taste Kent's wines and buy some wine down there, make a picnic of it. I know he's got a nice winery. In fact, I had the luxury of representing Kent from the, during a two-year period when he was building the winery, and we used to do the tent tastings
that's
out in
right.
the field.
Yeah.
And great time, but then afterwards he's moved it all indoors, so he's got a nice venue. You can go down there. As I remember, there's a nice balcony on the front
yeah,
of the winery.
There's a little porch out front. Yeah, it's a nice vantage point.
Yeah, yeah sit out there, maybe bring some cheese or something
yeah,
like that.
Absolutely. Bring a leg of lamb or something like that. You're talking about lamb making me hungry, John.
I love my lamb, that's yeah. for sure. When it comes to how many acres do you have now?
Oh, I have 25 planted now, and I think I'll probably stay there for a while. That's quite a chunk, and we've done some interplanting, so we've doubled the density in the vineyard, so it's a lot. Instead of 30,000 vines, we're going to end up with roughly 60,000, so that's quite a few to take
about
care.
How many tons an acre are you getting?
Would we like to get two?
Yeah. Two.
We're getting at this. Well, last year we got none, but
yeah.
We're getting probably this year about 3/4 to 1.
Well, I'll tell you what. I wish you all the best. We're going to keep talking about Callaghan Vineyards. Let's talk for a minute here about some of the places here in town and some of the specials they're having at The Dish, which is owned by Tom and Jen. Tom actually is a student of mine from all of 1988. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they've got a wonderful special on where you get a pound of mussels. A pound, folks, in a saffron broth with crispy bread and a choice of one of six wines, or a pint of beer for $11.50. Now, that is a steal. Wow. And I think that's right on my way home, so I know where you can probably find me. And he does carry Callaghan's Buena Suerte wine. And the Buena Suerte is a blend of what now, Kent?
The 09 version, Cabernet, Merlot, and Cabernet Franc.
Excellent. So a Bordeaux blend for you.
Right.
Elle is having a summer wine tour. They're doing the California coast right now, and that runs until August 1st. Then for 3 weeks, they'll have a Spanish, the tour of Spain. And the course, it's a two courses with two wines for $29. Jonathan's has a happy hour from 3:30 to 6:30. Half price on select glasses of wines. So, folks, stop by some of our local people. These people are great cooks. They make some good food, and they have some wonderful wines. So please stop in there, taste some wine, taste some food, and enjoy some good conversation with folks. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a quick break, and within just a few minutes, we're going to come back. We're going to keep talking with Kent Callaghan, and we're going to make sure that you find out some information. Now, folks, I left Anderson, Indiana in 1977, and I started drinking wine in 1980, and I became a wine teacher in 1983. It's been a heck of a ride. So I'm now in my 29th year of teaching, and every day I learn a little bit more. So as my friends like to call me, the wine evangelist, wine educator, not the wine expert. So join us on the backside of the hour and the half hour, I should say, and we'll keep the ball rolling and the drinking, too.
Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. Big breaking news in the sports world. The four-month-old NFL lockout could be nearing an end. Commissioner Roger Goodell says owners ratified a new labor agreement today.
The clubs approved an agreement that was negotiated with the players. In addition to approving that agreement, we also approved a supplemental revenue sharing system for the next 10 years.
The players are also planning a vote, but NFL Players Association Executive Director Demora Smith says there are still some outstanding issues left to resolve. Pentagon officials tell CNN that tomorrow they'll announce the official repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's the policy prohibiting openly gay men and women from serving in the U.S. military. Still no deal to raise the debt limit. Standard & Poor's is warning the nation could be shoved back into recession soon after the August 2nd deadline passes. This is CNN Radio.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, what are you?
I'm a senior master technician, Mike.
Can the Works Fuel Saver package save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, it does. By making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Save money on gas with the Works Fuel Saver package. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you right now for the Works Fuel Saver package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/11. Claim based on EPA averages.
Most Americans live within 5 miles of a Radio Shack. So you're probably less than 7 minutes away from a really great deal. What else are you going to do in 7 minutes? 7 minute abs? A 7 minute oil painting? 7 minute baked chicken? Don't eat that. You're 7 minutes from the Shack, where you can get the latest for last with Trade and Save. Right now, save $100 on an HTC Evo 3D when you trade in your HTC Evo 4G or HTC Evo Shift 4G. Or save $75 if you trade in a select smartphone.
Offer good at participating stores through 7/31/11. Trade-in phone restrictions apply. All trade-ins final. Not available or prohibited by law.
Here's another Home Depot advantage. Behr Premium Plus Ultra Paint. The only interior paint rated number one 2 years in a row. It's paint and primer in one, so your walls go from dark to light or white to bright in about half the time. Thanks to the only interior paint that's rated number one, Behr Premium Plus Ultra. You can get it only one place. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Paint rated by leading consumer study. See store for details.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When local businessman Ron Yaeli traveled across Mexico more than 15 years ago, he was captivated by the taquerias that lined the streets of villages and towns. That's where the locals would go for the freshest food around, thoughtfully prepared and cooked right before their eyes. It was then when Ron decided to bring this concept to Tucson, with the bold and fresh flavors of the Mexican taqueria. That was then, and La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill is now. Stop into any one of Ron's 6 La Salsa locations and taste for yourself what Fresh Mex is all about. Steak, chicken, shrimp, and fish tacos, fajita quesadillas, grilled burritos, enchiladas, crisp salads, all prepared to order with the freshest ingredients. And then there's the salsa bar with 8 handcrafted salsas made fresh every day. Try all 8 or combinations of each to discover your very own salsa personality. La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill on Grant and Swan, Speedway and Wilmot, Speedway and Country Club, Ina and Oracle, Campbell and Fort Lowell, and University in Euclid. There's one near you. I'm Matt Russell, and I love my La Salsa salsa.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course, just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is not Matt Russell. This is his cohort, John Rogers, of Wines Without the Mystery. I was on Matt's show for his inaugural version and for his anniversary shows. I've been his celebrity co-host a few times. Matt, we miss you if you're listening out there. It's not the same without you, but we're making do. Kent brought some good wines, and Chris is running a heck of a board here. So what we'd like to do now is re-welcome you. This is John Rogers of Wines Without the Mystery, Tucson wine evangelist and teacher. I've got some classes coming up, folks. If you'd like to give me a call or send me an email, my phone number is 520-325-0566. My email is johnlrogers@aol.com, John without an H, Rogers without a D. I teach a fun, exciting approach to wine. I refer to it as a non-snob approach to wine. I let guys like Kent do the hard work. I do not have to make wine, and that's the hardest part of my job. But I can educate you and entertain you. I do private parties. In fact, I just did a function out at Rancho Del Lago, out at the Del Webb community yesterday for a bunch of realtors. And I'd like to say welcome and hello to all my friends back in Anderson, Indiana. I just came back from a 26-day trip back there and saw a lot of good people, did some classes at the Anderson Country Club. We did a food and wine pairing. We did a worldwide red wine class. We did a worldwide bubbles class. And by the fact that those folks turned out in such great numbers and they were such wonderful people, I'm going to be heading back there probably around the 1st of November to teach another round of classes. So Indiana, great to be from there, great to be back there, but it's great to be back in Tucson where they've got these big things called mountains and these rolling hills. So I got to tell you, folks, when you do go camping around here, I do recommend a bubbles. Sparkling wine is one of the best things at altitude because it will taste a lot of real good, especially if you drink it out of a nice glass. Well, Kent, we were talking about some of the grapes you've planted and the amount of vineyards you have down there. Are there any good restaurants down in the Snoid area?
Yeah, favorite is Canela, obviously, but they're closed, I think, through August, but great place. And then we've got Velvet Elvis Pizza Joint in Patagonia that also has entrees on the weekends. Viaggio, good Italian spot in Sonoyta. And then we've also got the old Standby, the steakhouse in Sonoyta that's always been good.
Good to hear. Well, a few years ago, I remember bringing some tour groups down to see you. I brought some pharmaceutical companies, right, and I brought some folks down. So, folks, this fall, again, contact me. Again, 325-0566. I'm going to set up some tours down there. In the meantime, I've got a worldwide Chardonnay class coming up, a worldwide Sauvignon Blanc class, an Italian cheese and wine class where the cheese is actually the focus. The wine is the back support. And starting on September 7th is my 4,053rd wine class, my beginning wine series. So I'm shooting for 5,000 in the next year or two, so help me with that, folks. But let's have some fun. Let's drink some wine. When you started drinking wine, I remember talking to you when we'd be bottling wine with that old hand corker.
Yeah. Right.
And it was like, again, the Tom Sawyer trick. I would bring some friends down and say, hey, you want to help bottle wine? And people would say, sure. And I'd get them down there, and you'd wear them out. And
yeah, it's fun for about 5 minutes. And then, yeah.
But right, I will tell you, Kent fed us really well from the subway.
That's right.
And we had good sandwiches. Wine to drink, and Kent uses really nice glasses, too. So it was really a really wonderful opportunity. But the funny thing was, though, I'd be driving back to Tucson with my friends, and they'd say, John, you didn't tell me it was going to be that hard. And I said, I know. And they said, when can we do it again? So do you still have the hand corker, or do you now use one of those fancy electric bottling lines?
We actually, yeah, we made the switch to screw caps for quality concerns. So, yeah, now it's much more automated than it used to be, which is nice in some ways. You don't get corker elbow anymore.
I'm often asked, almost every class I teach, from people saying, what's up with the screw-off cap?
Right.
From the winemaker standpoint, what's up with the screw-off cap?
Well, I was skeptical originally, but the Australians have done and are still doing very high-quality research and bottling the same wine under screw cap, under every conceivable type of cork closure, every closure, in fact, that's available. And their findings demonstrate pretty obviously that screw cap is, in fact, or any closure that is the least oxidative, allows the least amount of oxygen into the wine after it's bottled, to be actually the best. And I've seen this myself. I was worried about big reds, you know, whether or not they will develop under screw cap. They do, in fact. We've had several bottlings of the Padres, our Tempranillo-based blend, that started out very tannic, very hard, and have developed tremendously just in the last 2 or 3 years. So there's no question that they do. And that, to me, is the last remaining possible problem with screw caps. So from my perspective, I have none. We have no regrets, and I will never go back to using cork.
Answered my biggest question, that is, will the wines age?
Absolutely.
So
and actually,
do.
Ironically, they age better under cap than they do under cork, assuming that you've done a good job in the winery.
And of course, folks, what that means also is with the care that the wine's being made from, you need to store it in a good environment. Now,
right.
Keep in mind, pardon me, that in Tucson, it only takes about 5 minutes in this kind of heat to kill your wine.
Yeah. Right. You definitely have to be concerned about temperature. There's no question about that. But those are conditions that you have to worry about regardless of closure. So
exactly.
It doesn't matter.
And nowadays, I remember when I first got into the wine business, I mean, you had these wine cellars/refrigerators,
right.
And they were cost not effective.
Yeah. Humidity was an issue, which is assuming that you were talking about screw caps, not an issue anymore. Storage is actually, in some senses, better. The punt in the bottle actually is functional because the sediment goes where it's supposed to because you can store it upright.
There you go.
So it's kind of ironic, but again, we will never go back to cork of any kind.
Well, folks, that indentation at the bottom of the bottle Kent just referenced is called the punt. It's in sparkling wines to help reinforce the bottle. It's in red wines to help trap sediment. And as Kent just mentioned, with a screw-off cap, the sediment's going to fall and be collected down there. And it's in white wines because, wait for it, because they use the same bottles for red. It's economy of scale. So when it comes to wine, it's all these little things that, again, make it fun. That's why I stress in my teaching the fundamentals. The first three words of that, first three letters of that word are the key for me, F-U-N. So the more fun you have with wine, the more you learn about wine, literally the more fun you have, and the more fun with sharing it with other people.
Right.
Any tips for people, Kent, when it comes to pairing your wines with food, any specialties?
Well, the wines that we make from our own vineyard in Sonoyta, and I think Sonoyta-grown fruit in general, you want red specifically. You want something that's flavorful and deep. Savory meat dishes, lamb, to me, is the perfect choice for reds from Sonoyta. There's something about the tannin in those wines, in our wines, that pairs beautifully with that intensely flavorful and you know, protein and fat combination you get specifically from lamb. Duck's not a bad choice either. Yeah.
Yeah, I can
but
go
deep
for that.
Like Cassolet is a huge favorite of mine with our reds. In the winter, you know, deep winter. Whites pair well with just about anything. Actually, you can go fish. But again, the whites grown in Sonoyta tend to me again to have some kind of a tannin content. They do. They are chewy. They almost drink like reds to some extent. And we often find that people who say they do not like white wine end up liking whites from Sonoyta for that reason.
Are you doing much oak aging with your wines?
Complete.
Yeah, all whites and reds?
Well, I made one white in 09 that was primarily tank fermented, and that's the first time I've done that in probably 10 years. The 2010 version, which we just bottled, was done entirely in barrel and actually is polar opposite. Full Mallow was actually bottled unfiltered 2 days ago. Big, rich wine, deep.
I remember when I repped your wine, you had a Chardonnay that was unfiltered.
That was the last one I did. It was the 99. That wine is still drinking well, too.
Yeah, and I remember we had to, you put a little caveat or a little something on the bottle to explain to people, there's nothing wrong with this wine.
Right.
Do not attempt to adjust
your
dial.
Definitely do that again. Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, you're leaving more flavor.
Yeah, and there's more subtlety. I think initially filtered wines show better for 6 months to a year after they're bottled, but in the long run, there's absolutely no question in my mind that unfiltered bottlings, if you're able to do so,
right,
will outshine filtered versions every time.
Well, I always look at filtration as a bit of a like a loaf of bread, and that every time you do any type of fining, filtration, or anything, you're taking off a slice, a flavor you can't put back on.
Right. Certain styles of wine require it.
Right.
German Rieslings, for instance, certainly require it. But, you want to do it, like you just said, as few times as possible.
Right.
If we filter once. I mean, wine is never racked and is filtered through a set of pads once and comes through pretty well. I mean, those wines don't really show much emasculation at all.
Well, folks, I can't encourage you enough to drive down to Calgon Vineyards on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday from 11 to 3. Drink some wine.
Talk. Got some rain now, finally.
Oh, I know. I'd been in Indiana where it'd been raining, and I came back here, and my brother said, you brought the rain with you. Well, you don't have to thank me now, folks. You can thank me later on that one. But I remember coming out here in 1977 and going down to the Chiricahua Mountains and looking at your area of Sonoyta and just thinking it's God's country around here.
It's really pretty.
And then to see that is our primary wine area of Arizona. Now, isn't there some wine action going on in the northern part of the state?
There is, and in Wilcox, too, actually. In fact, the largest amount of acreage is in the Sulphur Springs Valley, Wilcox General, that general vicinity is north and south, but mostly south of Wilcox. And that, again, is a different environment, and those wines tend to be, it's kind of nice, actually, to me. I've been making wine longer from Wilcox here than I have from Sonoyta. Our first vintage was entirely from Wilcox, but those wines, both white and red, tend to show very early. They're very user-friendly right off the bat, generally speaking. And so it's a nice thing to have in your winery lineup when you've got fruit from your own wines from Sonoyta that tend to need age to show well. And then you've got these wines from Wilcox that show very well right off the bat. It's kind of a nice 1-2 punch.
Speaking of which, are you buying grapes from anyone these days, or is everything still from your vineyard?
No, we've bought fruit from Wilcox.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's where the two whites that I was just talking about came from.
Excellent. Well, I actually had while I was back in Anderson, I was teaching a class, and I kept talking about Sonoyta, and a gentleman in the class started arguing with me about the grapes in Sonoyta being really big and fat. And I said, no.
Our bears are tiny.
We came to find out, I'm talking about Sonoyta, Arizona. He's talking about Sonoyta, Mexico.
Oh,
where they grow a ton of table grapes.
Table grapes, right. Yeah, sure.
So it's, you don't want those big blasters. You want the small juice to grape to juice ratio, isn't it?
Right. More
juice
intense
to skin.
Flavor. Right. It's kind of like the tiny wild strawberries you get versus the monster ones you get in a store.
You want concentrated flavor.
Right. That's where all the flavor is. Right.
And that's where you find it concentrated in your glass. Well, folks, a couple other restaurants to mention. Acacia is doing a wonderful Wednesday affair on the beach where they're doing seafood at great prices. And Tavolino is doing also the 2011 Tucson Original Special from 11 to 7, Monday through Saturday. Two glasses of house white or red, a salad, and a pizza to share. They also have a great little happy hour from 3 to 7. So I've mentioned Tavolino, I've mentioned Acacia, I've mentioned Feast, Jonathan's, L, and The Dish. All local people who support Tucson and who support great food and great wine.
You have interesting food, too. Yeah, right. Not
all
the corporate
bunch of different
action.
Places.
Right.
Exactly. And really, you get a different little signature there.
No question.
I know Jeff also at L. I think he's up to something like 50 wines by the glass.
Nice.
So you definitely get some variety
there. There's a place to go for a little education. Right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So we do some classes there every once in a while. And as I recommend my students, go there for a field trip. Because remember, folks, if you're one of my students, very well, you really don't drink wine anymore. You're conducting research. Right. How many teachers can say in 29 years they never had a student who didn't do their homework?
That's right.
So my homework is drink. Hmm. And most people tell me they do extra credit work. So the idea is to drink wine, share it with your friends, support local businesses, support local wineries. Our friend Matt Russell's normally here with us, and we usually try to have a chef on board, but we could not get one to join us today. And we usually have some wine and food, so at this point we're drinking our dinner. And what was this first wine we had here? White.
Just interesting. I don't know. Picked it up at Sunflower. Grillo. It would be pronounced, I guess. It's Sicilian white. It is actually an indigenous variety to Sicily. I don't know that I've ever had it before. and it was in Screwcap, and it was cold, so it was a pretty good candidate for a very short shopping trip.
Exactly. And, yeah, because you had gone up to the Phoenixland area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a long day, a long story about that. But yeah.
Well, you made it back.
Wine. I did make it back.
Yeah.
With wine, by the way. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like going to Phoenix and actually bringing their money back to Tucson and spending it. support Tucson and the Pima County economy.
That's right.
Folks, again, Callaghan Vineyards located in Sonoyta. Kent, give them your phone number again.
520-455-5322.
My guess is in today's world of technology, you might even have a web page or something like that.
Yeah, incredibly. Yes. It's just CallaghanVineyards.com. It's Callahan. It's G in front of the H, though.
CallaghanVineyards.
Vineyards.
So correctly pronounce it Callaghan.
We say Callaghan, but we're told we're definitely incorrect. Callahan, it is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it is time, 529-3508, area code 520. It's time for your trivia question. Several different times I mentioned where I'm from, which is Anderson, Indiana, and I mentioned that I moved here many years ago. I love being from Indiana, but I love living here in Tucson and teaching wine classes and exporting that back there. So the question is, what year did I move to Tucson, Arizona? I can't do the Jeopardy whistle myself.
Hey Tucson, check out downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub. Lively, fun, and delicious Hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches, flaky pot pies, burgers and dogs, Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft and a late night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. Hubdowntown.com.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for On the Menu Live, Matt Russell's lively show specializing in Tucson food, wine, and entertainment. So it looks like we've got a winner. Ding, 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 ding. Someone got it. Well, I moved here in 1977 and have not looked back. It's been a great trip and a great journey the whole time. Folks, I really want to thank Matt for giving me the opportunity to sit in for him. Like I said, he's on a trip to Las Vegas right now, toughing it out, I'm sure. I hope that expense account's working good for him. But Matt's here every Thursday, 5 to 6 o'clock, and if he's not here, I'll be here, or someone else will be manning the mics. The show is also rebroadcast every Saturday from 12 to 1 o'clock KJLL, 1330 AM, The Jolt. Phone number here is 529-3508. So keep that in your memory buttons on your phone so that when each week there's typically a trivia question, the person who just called in will get a gift certificate to one of my wine classes coming up. I've got, as I said, a worldwide Chardonnay class, worldwide Sauvignon Blanc, worldwide, Italian cheese and wine, and a beginning wine series. It does not go for that, but it'll go for the three single night specialty classes. 325-0566 is a way to get a hold of me, or johnlrogers@aol.com. Wines without the mystery. Non-snob wine education and entertainment. That's the idea. So, Matt, if you're listening, come back soon, and we'll try to make sure we have some save a little bit of wine for you, hopefully, if Chris doesn't take it with him when he leaves. But I'm not sure who Matt has planned next week. Chris, do you have any idea? I'm getting the big I don't know from Chris, so I'm sure it'll be someone fun and exciting. Definitely check out Matt's supporters, Matt's people who've taken care of him. Stop by Catavino's, stop by some of the local restaurants, and make sure you get out there and have fun, drink wine, and support Kent Callaghan and some of the local vintners down in Sonoyta. So drive down there. It's not a long drive. You'll have a great deal of fun, and hopefully you folks will join us again on the Menu Live in the future. As I said, Matt is going to be back. He will be back next week, am I correct? Otherwise, I am available. As long as I get some wine, I'll be here. So make sure that happens. You also can look forward, folks. I know the Tucson Culinary Festival is coming up this fall. It'll be around Thanksgiving weekend. No, excuse me, Halloween weekend. So you definitely want to check that out. I think there are also some interesting things coming up in October, I believe, in September, even a few things. I'll be doing my art shows coming up at Sanders Art Gallery. I do a free wine and cheese tasting one Friday a month, starting from September through April. And Kent, you were up there with us a few years back.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
We did the Celebration of the Senses.
Right.
We're going to redo that, and I'd like to right now at this point invite you to join us again to do that.
All right, sure.
We had two restaurants. We had Kent Callaghan Wines. We had a blues band, and we had a great deal of fun.
That's right, yes.
Any last words on Callaghan Vineyards? Anything you'd like to mention?
Oh, no, just a great time of year to come on down to the Sonoyta area and spend some time down there. A lot of wineries. We have 9 different wineries down there now, so certainly something you will find something that you like, I'm absolutely certain. And the weather's great.
And I know when I was at Plaza Liquors the other day, I saw a little sheet that listed like the Sonoyta Elgin wine region.
Right.
Do you guys have like a pamphlet or brochure?
Yeah, there's a magazine that covers actually all 3 areas of Arizona. Good maps, great reference source called Arizona Vines and Wines. It's online as well.
And that's can you get it off? Probably access it off your website.
Off our site or any Google search for Arizona Vines and Wines will bring up their webpage anyway.
Yeah. Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us for On the Menu Live. Matt Russell, the man. He'll be back, as I said, next week, and we're going to keep talking for a minute here because we've got the time. If you have any questions for us when it comes to wine, call Chris here at the station. I'm going to leave my brain with him when I leave, so he'll be able to answer any questions that I might know about wine. Always keep one thing in mind, folks. Don't become an expert in wine. Become an enthusiast, because you can always learn something. And remember that the hardest job is done by the winemaker. So at this point, I'll bow to Kent Callaghan and say thank you for all you do.
Wine growers.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening and drink some wine. On the Menu Live is out till next Thursday.
KJLL, South Tucson.